I trust you are already, to some extent, beyond that preoccupation with intellectual understanding or the nonsense of trying to act Zenistic and thinking somehow, you know, if I act quick enough or something, that will be Zen. I think we can take to heart the admonishment, the warning that Poshan has given us. Maybe keep it in mind. You never know. You never know. It may pop up again. So please, take it for what it's worth. Perhaps more immediate concern for us here and now is that of willpower. The will, determination, has a great place, especially when we begin our practice. If you don't have some degree of determination, of willpower, well, first of all, you wouldn't be here, would you? So, especially in the beginning steps of practice, a certain amount of determination and willpower is almost essential. However, there is a limit to the will, to willpower. Please, in the beginning, it's essential to wean self, you know, like weaning a baby from the mother's breast, huh? To wean the self from unhealthy habits, vicious circles that it goes in, huh? And to firmly establish the practice, proper practice, and I would like to stress also a lifestyle, not just a practice for a week during a retreat. Very, very valuable. That's what we're doing. But also in how we live our daily life. Of course, it's not the same exact thing, but in how we face our difficulties and our challenges, how when we realize we've tripped over something, we can bow in thanks for that teacher arising at that moment. Once again, to use our own determination. Yes, it is the self. That's right. In the beginning, we have nothing else. So if that's where you're at, to use properly that will and determination to see that the practice goes in the right direction. Eventually, that very same willpower can become a kind of an impediment. It can get in the way. You needn't worry about it. You've already clearly shown enough determination. You're here. So don't worry about it. Simply pour yourself into the moment-to-moment practice. No, it does not always go smoothly. It should not always go smoothly. But you continue with calm determination. And you will see, if you haven't already seen, you will see soon enough that what finally drives us, huh, in our practice is something infinitely more powerful than mere willpower. Willpower is really not very powerful. For a couple of minutes or maybe hours, yes, but trying to sit through the night on mere willpower, oh boy, that's very tiring. Find out by pouring yourself into the practice what it is that is really driving us. It is infinitely more powerful. It is unstoppable. Really, nothing can interfere with this. Anything can interfere with willpower. Anything. But nothing can really interfere with this. Anything that gets in the way simply becomes grist for the mill. So please find out for yourself. Give yourself to your practice and discover what it is that really is driving us. It's not, although in the beginning it may be, it's not mere selfish wish for gain or some kind of mere willful determination. Yes, in the beginning, maybe that's what brought you here. Fine. But exhaust yourself and see what it is that finally drives us. Then you will see the practice is, we still work hard, but it's effortless. We work even harder in a sense, and yet it's effortless. Thus, we do it with blood, sweat, and tears. Supported by each other, supported by great trust and great doubt. Taste it yourself. I urge you, please make use of this precious opportunity. Are there any immediate questions or comments? Yes.
You just told me to sit like a fool. And I think I understand what it means in terms of not having expectations and looking for effects, looking for special things. Is that accurate?
Yes, certainly that is involved. Tuesday, I will talk about my teacher in koan practice, Fukushima Keido. And he went through an enormous struggle with this. But I'll save that for Tuesday. But that became, in a sense, his koan. For a couple of years, he went into meeting with the Zen master. And all the master said was, "Baka ni nare!" Which means, be a fool, be an idiot. Can you wait till Tuesday? I could tell it now, but...
I'm sorry.
Could you wait till Tuesday? Or
certainly.
Okay. But yes, you're certainly on the right track. Let go of expectations. Also, you're quite a learned person. That can get in the way. So have the trust to let go of all of the understanding and the comparisons and whatnot. Maybe after the retreat, you might work some of that out, write something down. But during the retreat, I would suggest don't even think about it. Don't even keep a journal, because that just feeds into those thoughts, okay? So, yes, and be a wonderful fool. Yes. Anything else? As I often mention, some things are best taken up in one-on-one, going to the room upstairs. At any Zazen period, I'm always available. But also, some things are best to bring up in a group, because it may be many people or everyone's question. I think this now is probably to some extent on everyone's mind. Huh? The attitude of letting go and being a fool. Yes, it's so some questions are best raised for the benefit of everyone. So please feel free, you can ask them now. Others perhaps are appropriate in one-on-one. Yeah. Use your judgment. But once again, I ask, we have a few minutes left. Does anyone have a question or concern that you would like to raise here with us?
How can being a fool affect the drive in your practice in a negative way?
Well, it can seem to do that, but I really think that's more a matter of that mere willful determination. When you really be a fool, you don't know anything, huh? You don't know a thing. It doesn't get in the way. It just prevents it from becoming some kind of a conceptual, you know, creating a kind of a structure, a preconception about it. It's there, right? We don't have to create it. And being a fool simply keeps us from building anything else onto it. You know what I mean? In a sense, it keeps it pure. So if it's genuine, I wouldn't worry about it petering out. If you be a fool, again, in the sense that I mean. Huh? Pure and simple, like a fool. Huh? I think you'll find the real impetus will become even clearer. Okay? Anything else? We start again at 10:30, is it? So it's about 10:23. I suggest we take a 7-minute break and then we get started at 10:30. Okay? Thank you for your questions and for listening so intently.